You are watching Sipping Off the Cuff on tequilaaficionado.com, Tequila Aficionado Media, and like Mike says, all of our platforms. And this is Mike Morales.
No, actually, reintroduce yourself. You're Alex. You're the guy. You're the founding member of Tequila Aficionado,
Tequila Aficionado.
and I'm the guy over in San Antonio 2 hours
How you
later.
doing, Mike?
Hey, Happy New Year, boss. What's going on?
Thank you. We are looking forward to a spirituous 2019. There's a lot to taste, a lot to
Wow.
enjoy.
Did you say spiritus?
Spiritus. Well, in Spanish, spirits is espirituosos.
Spirituosos,
Yeah,
sí.
so hey,
Yeah.
that's what I'm talking about.
Muchos destilados.
Yes,
And
destilados.
tonight, Alex,
There we go.
we have been hoarding these for just about 2 years, I think.
Yes.
Tonight, we taste.
Don Amado.
We're gonna. We're, this comes in several different iterations.
You got Rustico.
And he's got Arroqueño.
Arroqueño. What do you got?
Hang on. I got one that you don't have, but we're not gonna show that until later. So we have the Largo,
Largo.
which is also known as Karwinski,
And Pechuga.
and Pechuga. So we're going to be tasting this dissecting and discussing all four of these. But right now we're going to start with the Rustico, and like I said, Alex and I have been holding on to these for at least a couple of years. These were made available to us by the Nick Fury of Agave Spirits, Mr. Jake Lustig.
There you go.
And as you can see, I haven't even popped mine open yet, so that's.
Doing what I usually do.
Yeah, usually it's the other way around. Usually, Alex is the one that has to pop his open on camera. But now it's my turn.
Now, let me tell you, these bottles, you probably have the history on these, Mike, but let me tell you, these are beautiful bottles, beautiful artwork.
Look at the that it's got a hammered look. It almost looks like a pond. It's the glass itself. It does have a very rustic. Now, everything you need to know, as is the case with a lot of mezcals these days, these small batch mezcals, all the information's on the label, everything you need to know. And according to this information, for those of you who have never seen Don Amado, so a lot of aficionados have seen it and have tried it. This is distilled in traditional Oaxacan ceramic and bamboo pot stills.
And there's a picture of it right behind in the back label, if you notice.
Yep.
There it is.
I really, you know what? Off the bat, Alex, I really would like to nominate this for Brand of Promise. Just in the packaging, I think the rustic labeling.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me think about it. Yes.
Okay. In that case, Brand of Promise nominee.
Yeah. Now, did you know what this bottle used to look like?
No,
Let me show you.
Show me. Oh, no kidding.
What a difference.
Wow.
It went
Yes.
from this to this.
To this.
What a beauty.
Yeah, and I'll have to say that it's probably Jake who's behind a lot of the design and the what he wants it to look like and who he does business with. This guy doesn't make one bad step at
I'll
all.
tell you what, the artwork is amazing. Each label is specific to the varietal of agave,
Yes.
which is so educational because, for many, mezcal is a mystery. So they don't know what it comes from and where it's made from, but here you've got actually an educational on the label.
Well, see, and right there it's signed by the master distiller too.
Yeah.
You see his signature. Everything you need to know. It's also just so for the sake of transparency, this is 100% agave espadín. It's 47 ABV, which is 94 proof.
So which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at the Rustico right now.
Rustico. Is that
Rustico,
what we're starting
I think we need to start with the Rustico.
with? Yeah.
Oh, look, bubbles.
Ooh.
Bubbles.
Love already.
I love
now,
it.
I'll tell you what, the artwork on this, and this is what I'm raving about the artwork, is by Dave Stolt. You may have heard of him before.
I have not.
He's a big artist. Does a lot of illustrative work, and he actually put out this book called The Home Bar Basics. I actually brought it out so you could see it.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So he does illustrations. Here's a real cool one. Let me show you. Let's see. Pick a cocktail.
Manhattan.
One of my favorites. Manhattan. So he puts a cartoon to the... Let's see if I can find it here.
It's not in the book.
It's got to be in here. Like, for example, here's an old fashioned.
Oh, cute.
And then he's got recipe, right?
Yeah.
I know he's going to have an old fashioned, a Manhattan here somewhere. Here's a mint julep.
There you go. Oh, cute.
He's an awesome illustrator. So he's actually here in Southern California.
Yeah, well, he did a lovely job on.
Oh, found it. It's a Manhattan.
There you go. Check it out. See?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So he did a beautiful job with this.
Yeah, this one says, by the way, there's a banner right up there at the very top that says, 11 years, 11 generations?
Wow.
Is that what it says?
Destilado por 11 generaciones. Impressive.
Wow. This is lot 53. I'm ready to, I'm going to use the Jarrito.
Oh, amazing.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to use the wider mouth that we try to use for mezcal.
As soon as you open the bottle, you can really smell the beautiful.
Oh, man.
Such a beautiful spirit. I'm really into mezcal right now. Wow. It's so different.
This is, for being distilled in clay pots, this is so clean, Alex. And I have to put my lighting right up here in front to my side, but this is spectacular. You saw the bubbles. You know how I love bubbles. So
yeah. So this is the Rustico. It shows you the agave. It's an espadín. It's like you said, clay pot distilled minero destilado en olla. It's like right there.
If you're looking for the region itself or the town, it's. It says here, Real de Minas, Santa Catarina, Minas, Oaxaca. So there's nothing, everything is transparent. Everything you need to know is on this label. And that's what makes these mezcals so special, is that each one, either the hand of the maker or the region where it's grown, all of these factor in.
So good.
Oh, Alex.
So wow. It's a delicate fruit in the nose, flowery notes.
Oh, wow.
Very clean.
It's very clean. And it's almost, it's interesting because in the past, you and I have tasted mezcals. And every once in a blue moon, I'll pour mine into a jicara, which is a gourd. And this smells like it's in a gourd, but it's not. It's in my glass. It's just earthy and fruity and
no smoke, by the way.
No.
Because you always identify, or many people identify Oaxaca with being smoky, and there's no, I don't detect any smoke.
No, not at all. Oh, wow. And there's all kinds of earth going on in here, right there in the center.
Mineral, beautiful spirit.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going for it.
Let's try it.
Wow. I actually get a little smokiness in the palate.
Yeah, but only on the palate. There's hardly any on the nose. Almost undetectable. I got the smoke like in mid palate,
Wow.
And what a great finish too. Nice lingering finish.
And it's big. That 94 proof really puts a kick in it.
But it doesn't seem that way. The nose is actually quite gentle. Like you said, there's no alcohol and no smoke on this nose.
No, it's a very delicate nose. Beautiful spirit.
Wow.
Rustico.
Rustico.
You know, I would love to see them actually make this with that ceramic pot.
I have seen video, not this particular maker, but other, you know, and you can follow a lot of mezcals now on Instagram, and you see what, you know, certain different techniques, whether they use copper pot stills, yep. The clay stills, ceramic stills. They sometimes, I think what the probably the weirdest one I ever saw was was leather bags. They use like leather stills, and that is completely. If you know anything about the history of mezcal making, they generally did it for a while in the hills and still do, and a lot of the stills had to be portable because, you know, it was moonshine. So, you know, at a moment's notice, you have to pick everything up and hightail it out of there. Wow, this is amazing stuff, man. Look at the legs and tears on that thing. It's just so pure.
Yeah, you can really tell that this is a small batch, a handmade. No additives. I mean, this is pure spirit right here. This is pure Oaxacan
love. It's beautiful. Oaxacan love.
Oaxacan love. Wow, and that's just the first one.
What do you think, Alex? Should we nominate this?
This is definitely a brand of promise.
In case. For those of you who have never had Don Amado, and if you and it's of course these are going to be very difficult to find in certain markets, but if you can get your hands on it, please do. That's just the first one. This is Espadín Rústico Don Amado. That is our take on Don Amado Rústico. But stick with us because we have a few more iterations to try. Hey, you know, whatever you do, don't forget to subscribe down below. If you're watching us on our YouTube channel, please click the red button.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to anything where we're at, including now podcasting. Believe it or not, Alex, our podcast on Anchor FM, which you can find us on Apple, anywhere where you get your podcasts, we're at now. And our podcasting has gone through the ceiling.
Wow.
Through the ceiling. Who knew? You know, when you and I started, there was no video. We had no...
Right. We had to do podcasts.
Yeah. That's all we could
but
do.
But you know, podcasts have come around again now.
Yeah.
Where people either listen or watch video. You know, you can listen in your car.
Yeah. While you're working out, while you're walking, whatever, you know. And people have really, really responded to Tequila Aficionados. Not just the current playlist, but you know, past playlists and everything now that we tape will be heard on Anchor FM. So if you're listening to us on Anchor FM or any of the platforms, thanks for listening. but again, subscribe so that way you guys don't miss out.
Awesome.
And as the boss says,
the boss. No, we appreciate you watching and listening. And as always, sip wisely.